Do not hunt, babe. Why not? Okay. In hand, babe. In hand. In hand. It's not at hand. I'm a starving, are you?
Yes, but I'm hungry. The job with it, right?
I tidied up.
I know you did.
I did.
I know you did.
I tidied the lounge as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're coming in second. That's what you want, isn't it?
Hey. Hey. Yeah, I tied a table.
Ah, a little look. Oh, it was all cold when you came home today.
Oh. It was.
Never mind, it'll do you good. I'll decide all this tomorrow. And I don't know what you're doing with that bloody crate. I mean, what's that supposed to be there for?
Put it back in my car.
Oh, I got a TV thing today. I was going to get the sun on. I thought, I'll pick this up, it was quicker.
What was it? TV quick?
Something like that. It's in there.
In there?
This is probably better, though, because that tells you what's on Anglia television,
not what's on TV. Tells you what's on Anglia but not Central.
We just tell you some Central, but it'll give you a film that's Anglia only, not Central.
No, it says Central only as well.
Oh. Anglia only. I mean, what do we want to know what's on Anglia?
Well, everything says that. TV Times and Sun says that.
Oh.
Central
that's
only.
That's a good film. It's a bit weird, though.
Okay, I wish it was on next Friday.
I know, that's good, though.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. What's the name's on tomorrow as well?
Prime Suspect.
Ironweed.
I think Prime Suspect's on tonight.
You mean Jagged Edge?
Jagged Edge, is it? One or the other.
Jagged Edge with the Glenn Close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one you like?
Hmm? What do you mean, is that the one I like? Ironweed tomorrow. Jack Nicholson copes well with the challenge of playing down a down and out with a drink problem as well as a guilt complex.
Sounds like it. Jack Nicholson playing a down and out.
Yeah, he struggles surviving the tough streets of Depression era America. His wife walks out on him. Meryl Streep looks alarmingly scruffy as the ex-singer becomes his friend. And Tom Waits is another one of his down and out alley pals. Eh?
It sounds riveting.
Oh, be quiet. Marathon Man's on tonight as well.
Sorry?
Marathon Man's on tonight.
I've not heard of that.
Eh?
I've heard of that.
You're joking.
I've not heard of it.
Don't be silly.
I haven't, what is it?
Dustin Hoffman, Marathon Man.
I've not heard of it.
The one where he gets tortured.
I've not seen it.
Bizarre.
Have you seen Imitation of Life?
Yeah.
What is it about then?
Well, there's not a lot of point telling you if you'd seen it, is there?
Not
you're the only person in the country who hasn't seen Marathon Man.
Oh, God.
You are?
No.
There was a survey once done, it said everybody in the country has seen Marathon Man.
Give up, you!
Except one person in Thailand who we're yet to find. I'm going to ring them up and say that I found her. Can I collect me Willy Wonka gold ticket now? Are you glad that I cleaned up?
Yes, I'm very glad. Because if I'd come over and it'd have been a mess, I would have had to clean it as long as I've forgotten all about it, actually,
Gav. Had you, yeah? I even soaked the Christmas cake plate. Yeah. You'd have to peel some of the stuff off, or was it all broken off?
It's more or less broken off.
Had it, yeah.
Oh. Leaking. I think they must have bummed it up with so much gunge.
But it stopped leaking. I haven't emptied it for ages.
Hey,
Gavin,
it's your song.
It's my tape, babe.
Is it? John Lennon.
It's not. Listen now. It is.
It isn't, Gavin. I'm bloody
sick. This is me.
Shut that
in the way. Bloody radio. You're well, aren't you? Hey. Hide your love away. What's on you? Don't be naughty to me.
Are you naughty to me? Get off.
I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today, yeah. That's driving me mad. Is going away, yeah. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, and she don't care.
Right,
buy
me a boat. I'm seeing the kitchen knife like that.
You thought it was a woman, thought it was a Jose.
Might
give
me some pounds.
Some what?
Some pounds.
What can't afford?
Yeah, bad.
What? I'm not bothered, we're broke. When is it?
May.
Oh, that's alright, yeah, that's no problem. Get back to where you are, you know. Get back, Jojo.
There's one I forgot about. The Beatles movie medley, which took the top 40 number 10 in 1982. That was when the firm Mercury received a license to operate telephones.
What's with competition with telecom? Radio.
Four new independent telecom.
What?
Local radio.
So I can hear the news. That's where all they're all tuned in all of a sudden instead of Radio 1.
I wonder why I put the radio on this morning and Bruno and Liz weren't on.
Which radio? Come here. There's a thing here you tune it with. Good this show actually.
What is that?
It goes like, just plays oldies all night like this. And the Beatles and Elvis and everything.
Some years and spices.
look at you. I'm gonna have a hot drink before tea. Do you want one or not?
No, thank you. Hello. I love you.
I love you. Especially when you're naughty. I still love you more during when you're naughty than when you're normal.
Do you realise that the people on this table are going to realise? Oh, does Mark cooking in his house?
Maybe that's why they're doing it.
Yeah,
we have to draw the conclusion that men actually do cook a lot. Babe, you know damn well that you prefer cooking than I do. Don't you?
Not so much that, is that I prefer my cooking to your cooking.
Well, there you go. That's the answer to why you cook more than I do. And now remember that next time you tell me to cook. And when I don't want to, I just turn around and say...
I know I like to cook. It's very nice. Can you really say that?
Yes. Yes, but when you do, it's very nice.
I might tell you a little bit more extra. I might just buy a cookbook.
Never been to me. Oh, if they go for a curry later, I'll be fat as fuck. I know, if they do, we'll be fast as fuck, won't we?
No,
I know, it'd be nice to, though, if everyone's going. Hey? And you like your curries, don't you? You blink a lot when I go like that.
I know I do, give up!
It's quite funny, actually. Calm down.
You're going to get a big smack in a minute.
People listen to this tape.
What?
I think, bloody hell, she's not an argumentative bitch. How the fuck does he live with her?
Yeah. Why do you live with me?
Eh? Hey? I sometimes wonder that myself. Especially after listening to these tapes back.
Oh, babe. You'll have to let me listen to them.
I listened to one in car and you're like that again, you snapped. So when I said, oh, I wish occasionally we cook straight away instead of sitting around. I don't sit around. I'm always first in the kitchen. Yes, but look. It's the way you speak to people. You speak to me like the stepbrother speaks to all the family. It's like you just shit on his head and rubbed it in with your foot or something, you know?
Very well, Gavin. That's how Jane speaks to
us. Yeah, it is. Your Jane reminds me of Jay. She turns around, if you say something in the, you know, with absolutely no implications whatsoever. And she turns around and goes like that, like Jay does.
I know she does, she's right.
Yeah, I don't know where she got it from. Spread a little happiness, Sting. Anyway, I'm going into the room. Do I show you to do anything?
No, it's alright.
Okay.